There's a work in progress studio sharing event taking place this Saturday, the 14th of September, at the Workroom in the Tramway in Glasgow. Now, this promises to be a groundbreaking event and a collaborative work, posing the question, how can choreography be experienced if not visually? Now, that's quite a question. Now, here to tell us more, I'm joined now by Louise Al, also known as Ultimate Dancer, and also by Juliana Capes, who is a visual describer. Hello to you both.
Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
It sounds like a really a groundbreaking event. Tell us a bit about the actual project then, Louise.
Yeah, the project is called Heavy Metal. It's a dance performance that we're developing for gallery spaces specifically. So it will work quite similar to an installation, I guess, that people can sort of pop in and out of as they want. And there will be three performers in the space performing the whole day. And there will be some sculptural elements. And then we're also developing this integrated access using visual description and a touch tour.
So where did you get the idea? What inspired you?
I guess this project has followed on a little bit from a performance that I made last year that Juliana also worked on, which was a piece about the sort of connection between seeing and believing in something. And that's got like an integrated audio description that's part of the work, and it's like a voiceover in the piece that sort of describes partly what's happening on stage, but it also describes what no one can see, really. So this project sort of continues working with that idea of how to describe something that's maybe repeated many times. So we sort of work with ideas of alchemy and sort of how to transform something. So that's kind of, that will be materialized as dance, yeah, movement and vocal compositions. And then we're sort of layering that with different types of description to sort of try and change or maybe like open up people's interpretation or imagination to try and see like new images into just one image, if that makes sense.
Yeah, so you're trying to translate what's actually happening in the performance and convert it into basically a language that people who can't see it can understand.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. So the way that we also work with visual description is kind of we're trying to develop quite a specific language. And I should probably say that it's a very non-conventional type of visual description that we're working with. So, for example, we're trying to work with language that doesn't really name anything. Mm. I think that's been quite an important thing. So, for instance, a body wouldn't be described as a woman or a man or something like that, but you would be more described as a stack of meat or a blood sack. And hair is kind of described as fluffy dead body grass. So we're kind of playing around with the language that we use to describe something as
I'm glad I had my lunch. So Juliana, you're involved in that side of it then as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think Louise, she's a really interesting artist because she takes kind of the traditional ideas of dance and movement and really plays with them and really twists them and pushes them around. So when you come along, you might get your expectations challenged about what a dance is or what movement is. And in the same way, she's really playing around with the notion of access and the notion of visual description and kind of pushing what a description can be and how that can interact with a piece of dance. And the thing that I find really interesting is in my career as a visual describer, I'm most often asked by a gallery or a museum or a theatre to come in at the end of the process, end of the creative process, and just interpret what's going on. Whereas Louise has asked me on this project and in the project last year, to come in at the beginning of the process, and for the idea of access and the idea of description to shape the whole project and to shape the way that the dance evolves and that the movement evolves, and also to kind of use the idea of description as a creative process. And, you know, the way that a description can function as a way to fire up your imagination and take you to a completely different place.
It's almost like it's not an add-on, it's actually part of the performance.
It's absolutely part of the performance. And you know, be under no illusions, you're going to come and you're going to experience a different world. It's not just a straight describing how somebody dances. It's riffing off and finding inspiration from that. It's really interesting the places that your imagination can go. And, yeah.
So does that mean then that you don't have a fixed, script then? So it's all fluid?
Well, for this project, we're sort of in the middle of the making process at the moment. So what I'm asking Juliana to do, quite specifically for the performance, is to come in and do a touch tour of some of the materials that's in the space. So there'll be some sculptural elements, a lot of metal, and then also to do a touch tour of the performers in the space as well, which is quite unusual.
Yeah, really unusual.
Yeah. So we've been talking about certain parameters, I guess, for what type of language that Juliana is allowed to use whilst describing. But then you're quite poetic anyway, I would say, in your way to describe, so we match.
Thank you.
We match quite well in terms of like trying to find a sort of almost like an aesthetic of the language we're developing,
and how that how you can think about choreography and touch tours in the same kind of train of thought, really. You know, that Louise might in other pieces choreograph a dancer or an artist to make a certain movement, but then she might be choreographing the touch tour and how to, for people, to tell people what to touch and in what order to touch, or responding to people's movement. I mean, at the moment it's all up for grabs. It's an exciting opportunity, actually, to come into a sort of creative process at this point. It's quite pioneering, I think, to have the access to a piece of art, the thing that drives it. So Saturday's quite experimental, I think. It'd be great to get lots of really open-minded, interesting people along that want to be part of that.
Well, you want a lot of people to come, but particularly you would like visually impaired people to come along and give you feedback.
Yeah, it's actually only open to anyone with a visual impairment.
All right.
Yeah, so we're looking to share bits of this touch tour that we're developing and to see how people would experience that and to get feedback on what sort of works and what doesn't work, and
share the ideas that you the place where you've got to
and on what you learn there, you'll build on top of that. So how what time does it all kick off then?
It will start at 11 a.m. on Saturday and will finish at 1 p.m. and there will be coffee and tea and cake.
Way. Say no more. And what about tickets then? Do you have to book a ticket?
Yeah, it would be great if people could email to our producer, Holly. So her email address is hkyeomanprojects.
So it's hkyeomanprojects
at gmail.com.
And you have to do that in order to get a ticket there?
Yeah, it's not ticketed per se, but we would quite like to know in terms of numbers how to plan the event.
And is there a phone number that we can call? If we don't want to email?
Yes, you could call me directly, Louise, at 07807-325093.
Can we have that number again?
It's 07807-325093.
Are you nervous and excited about Saturday then?
I'm excited, mainly. It would be really useful to have people in the studio and to share where we're up to. Like we say, it's sort of in the middle of the making process at the moment. So it's sort of hard to say what the piece is going to be about exactly. But it's always really useful to have people coming into the studio. And I think I often discover a lot about the piece just by talking about it.
Yeah, I think it'd be really interesting for people who, you know, are interested in theatre and interested in performance and dance and visual art as well. If you've got an interest in all these things and enjoy that kind of cultural arena, I think, you know, come along and meet me, Louise, and come and see a piece of work that's in the middle of being made. And it's going to be shown in Tramway later on in the year, and then Baltic down in Newcastle next year. So it's going to get a much bigger audience, and you could be part of the process of making that, which I think is a great opportunity.
I think so too.
Yeah.
Well, it certainly sounds really interesting, and it sounds really arty. So the Tramway is a lovely place to go as well.
Yeah, so, there's a great exhibition on there at the moment too by an artist called Nick Cave. That's really worth, really sensory exhibition. Like the whole space is filled with lots of kind of. Well, I'm not going to ruin it for you, but it'd be really good.
Yeah, it's a really large scale exhibition, which is really exciting.
Yeah.
Louise Al, or I should say Ultimate Dancer, and Juliana Capes, we wish you the best of luck for this Saturday, and please do come back and tell us how it all went.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Simon.